The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. Let's begin now with this one from Real Simple, The Books List, Top Picks for Every Taste. Hopefully most of these are available in the audio version for you. First, a book club winner. It's 2016 and Samantha Raymond, a 52-year-old married suburban mom, can no longer ignore the pull she feels to change her life. So when she sees a gorgeous but nearly condemned old house in a tougher neighborhood, she buys it, blindsiding her family. Then she begins to do what she hasn't done in so many years, live completely on her own terms. Dana Spiotta, the author, S-P-I-O-T-T-A. The book, Wayward, is a funny, clever, and thought-provoking portrayal of the complexity of midlife in today's America. Next, a family portrait. Author Julie Klam, K-L-A-M, grew up captivated by the stories she heard about her grandmother's cousins, the Morris sisters. They never married or had kids, and they lived wildly independent lives in New York City and amassed a fortune. But when Klam researched their history, she found that the lore was actually all wrong. In the book, The Almost Legendary Morris Sisters, Klam reveals how digging into your ancestries teaches valuable lessons about not just our relatives, but ourselves. Next, a stirring read, Intimacies by Katie Kitamura, K-I-T-A-M-U-R-A, is just under 250 pages, but packs a powerful punch. Beautifully written and mysterious, it's told from the point of view of a young American woman who works as an interpreter for an accused war criminal at the World Court in The Hague. As she navigates complicated new relationships in her personal life, the book's intensity quietly, hauntingly builds, resulting in a fascinating story that literary fiction lovers will devour. A groundbreaking novel in the aptly named Hell of a Book, Jason Mott, M-O-T-T's propulsive fourth novel, we meet a hugely successful author on a cross-country book tour, a young boy living in a small town, and the kid, a possibly imaginary child who pops up throughout the author's travels. These characters' stories converge in unexpected ways to produce a timely look at race, political violence, and so much more. And last, a moving memoir, Deborah Kopaken, C-O-P-A-K-E-N, the best-selling author of Shutter Babe, has been through it. Seven major illnesses, a divorce, parenting worries, financial struggles, even an FBI interrogation. In her new memoir, Lady Parts, she details all that and more with her usual remarkable candor. Equal parts heartbreaking and hilarious, this is a fierce, inspiring illustration of everything women can bear. From Good Housekeeping, how to improve your mood right now. Luckily, you have more control over how you feel than you think. Here are seven common sour mood scenarios and how you can move through them to a better headspace. The situation. Your friend vented to you, and now you feel bummed. This is a case of emotional contagion, an incredibly basic, even primitive, phenomenon. During conversations, humans naturally tend to mimic their companion's facial expressions, posture, body language, and speech rhythms without being consciously aware of it, says Elaine Hatfield, Ph.D., a professor of psychology at the University of Hawaii and co-author of the book Emotional Contagion. The incremental muscle movements involved in this mimicry, say furrowing your brow or frowning after a friend does, trigger the actual feeling in your brain by causing the same neurons to fire that would if you were experiencing the emotion. This contagion effect has a purpose, to make us feel empathy for those around us, which bonds us as a group. Some people, called empaths, seem to feel more of it than others, but absorbing your friend's emotions isn't going to help them or you, says Judith Orloff, MD, psychiatrist at UCLA, and author of The Empath's Survival Guide. I'll spell her last name, O-R-L-O-F-F. Mood booster. Take a break from the conversation to clear your head, even if it's just to go to the restroom. Then consciously remind yourself whom the emotion rightfully belongs to, your friend, as much as you love her, and that the best thing you can do for her is to listen without trying to fix things. Next situation, you keep going over and over a problem, and you still feel grr. It may sound like a good idea to think through a knotty problem thoroughly, but sometimes when you do this, you're actually not problem-solving, but ruminating. Ruminating is mulling or obsessing about a situation until your thoughts replay like a broken record in your mind. Rumination is hard to resist, as you think you're gaining insight into yourself, but you're not, explains Sonia Lyubomirsky, Ph.D., professor of psychology at the University of California, Riverside, and author of The How of Happiness. I'll spell her last name. Lyubomirsky. Because you're just spinning your mental wheels without getting anywhere, this can worsen negative feelings and sap motivation. Two rumination red flags, feeling an unpleasant emotion like anger or anxiety while you're thinking, and coming back to the same thought over and over again instead of moving from one idea to the next. Mood booster? Distract yourself by reading or watching something absorbing, listening to music, or going for a brisk walk. Also, set aside 15 to 20 minutes later in the day, just not right before bed, to pour your thoughts and feelings into writing or chat with a trusted friend about the problem. Then map out a plan of action to turn rumination into problem solving. Beyond unburdening yourself, you may find that your problems aren't as overwhelming as you initially thought they were, says Lyubomirsky. Next situation, you're so stressed all the time. Sometimes feeling stressed is a secondary emotion, a reaction to another emotion. For instance, frustration over a moved deadline and feeling hurt by a backstabbing friend can both cause you to feel stressed. But the primary emotion is frustration or feeling hurt. That's important because at a granular level, emotions contain information about your lives and what we care about. So labeling an emotion accurately helps you discern what is really going on for you, explains Susan David, Ph.D., a psychologist at Harvard Medical School and author of Emotional Agility. The mood booster. Ask yourself, what does stress feel like right now? Identifying the underlying emotion, then questioning what is making you feel this emotion. For instance, we often feel strongly when our values are being challenged or corrupted in some way. Maybe you're feeling frustrated at work because you're underappreciated and that makes you feel bad about yourself, David suggests. Once you've figured out the root of your emotional turmoil, consider steps you can take, such as strengthening relationships at work, developing new skills, or talking to a supervisor about taking on a new project. Even if you can't do anything about the situation, David adds, the intensity of your feelings will be somewhat lowered because you've named and framed them accurately. Next situation, you feel guilty about not feeling happier. Give yourself a break. Meta-emotions, feelings about having particular emotions, are quite common. If you've ever felt sad about feeling anxious or embarrassed about feeling weepy, you've experienced a meta-emotion. We essentially judge our own feelings or see them as saying something about us, explains Kristen Neff, Ph.D., I'll spell that, N-E-F-F, an associate professor of educational psychology at the University of Texas at Austin and author of The Mindful Self-Compassion Workbook. We do this for different reasons, but it's not uncommon to be told as a child that perfectly normal feelings, such as being angry, are somehow wrong and interpret that to mean you're bad, she says. The truth is, emotions naturally come and go. They aren't an indication of our personal worth or character. Mood booster? Recognizing your feelings and holding them gently without judging them is a skill that takes time to master, says Neff. But trying a mindfulness meditation app such as Headspace or Calm can help you just observe what you're feeling. Give up the illusion that you should be in total control of your feelings, says Neff, and the feelings will pass. Then be kind to yourself. Think of what you'd say to a friend who came to you with the primary emotion, you'd probably validate her feelings and show concern for her suffering in the moment, then comfort and reassure her, says Neff. Reminding yourself that it's okay to feel what you feel will help you stop feeling bad about feeling bad. Next situation, in challenging times, your mind goes straight to worst-case scenarios. When we catastrophize, assume the worst possible outcome, our brains believe they're preparing us for what's coming. However, this way of looking at things can actually up your anxiety, so reframing your thinking is the way out. The idea isn't to sugarcoat your thoughts, but to give them a reality check and put things in proper perspective, says Alan Elkin, Ph.D., director of the Stress Management and Counseling Center in New York City and author of Stress Management for Dummies. So it's Elkin, E-L-K-I-N. Mood booster. When negative thoughts take over, ask yourself, what's the evidence that this is true? How could I look at this in a more positive or neutral light? This process is known as cognitive restructuring, and it can redirect your mood, explains Elkin. Then try to brainstorm solutions or look at the bigger picture. If you're in danger of being late with a work project, for example, you could explain to your manager what's holding you up, apologize, and ask for an extension. Or you might give yourself a pep talk and focus on how capable you are under pressure or how you usually complete things on time. The situation, you experience the blues at certain times of year. Changing outdoor light or fluctuating temperatures can affect your emotional well-being, especially if they alter your sleep patterns, eating habits, or exercise routine. That's because our bodies are still tuned to our original alarm clock, the sun, and daylight, or lack thereof, plays a key role in hormones that affect mood, sleep, and energy levels. Other cues, such as the anniversary of a loved one's death or a divorce, can also trigger feelings of loss and sadness in which emotions can bleed from the past to the present, explains John Sharp, M.D., psychiatrist on the faculty of Harvard Medical School and author of The Emotional Calendar. His last name, S-H-A-R-P. Mood booster. Think about what smells, sounds, sensations, or other environmental factors might be at play, as well as instances in which you've felt similar in the past. Becoming aware frees you up to figure out how you want to position yourself going forward, explains Dr. Sharp. For example, it might help to remind yourself that the feelings you're experiencing belong in the past, and then engage in deep breathing to center yourself, or give yourself a little extra TLC by treating yourself to a spirit-boosting activity. If lack of daylight is at the crux of your mood shift, take a brisk walk in the afternoon sun and consider the Box Light OS Light Therapy Lamp available at cet.org for the winter. And the last situation, you're started feeling irritable or angry, seemingly out of nowhere. It happens to the best of us. The day seems hunky-dory, then one small comment from a family member throws everything off. But if this is a regular occurrence for you, you owe it to yourself to suss out the true triggers. Anything that affects your hormones, including perimenopause, a new medication, or a change in your sleep schedule, or your blood sugar, such as you forgot to eat, for instance, or to take your diabetes medicine, can cause sudden, unexplained mood changes. So can exposure to certain people or places. Mood booster, ponder whether physiological issues or environmental factors, like being at your ex's house to get the kids, could be affecting your mood. David advises, as whether you're taking care of your body. Slow down and look at the patterns of your mood changes and see if you can identify difficulties you've been experiencing in an ongoing way, says David. Note emotions, habits, and interactions with people or places. Once you know what's setting you off, you can correct your course, perhaps by improving sleep habits, moderating caffeine intake, or establishing boundaries with difficult people. Don't discount or push aside your emotional experience, David says. Be curious about them so you can study them and feel better. From Woman's Day, a get-together playlist. We've got the perfect mix of tunes for celebrating your much-anticipated gatherings with friends and family. Here are their suggestions. Better Together by Jack Johnson, Feeling Good, Nina Simone. Family Reunion, Jill Scott. You've Got a Friend, Carole King. Or James Taylor. September, by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Family Table, Zach Brown Band. What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong. And Get Together by the Youngbloods. From Real Simple, spend your cash with a conscience. Online shopping is so convenient, but at what price to the workers? Here's how to add ethics to your order. My family orders groceries a few times a week. How can we support the delivery people? Answer, order through Dumpling. On that platform, delivery people set their own rates and keep 100% of their tips. You can also hire the same people again, unlike with Instacart and other delivery services. You get personalized service, pay in-store prices, can order from any store, and help your shoppers sustain and grow their business, says co-founder and co-CEO Joel Shapiro. If you're ordering groceries for curbside pickup, give a couple dollars to your person who brings the bags to your car. What about restaurant delivery? When it comes to takeout, apps like Uber Eats, Postmates, Seamless, and Grubhub may charge restaurant fees of up to 30% on each order, which means your beloved dining spots would make significantly more if you ordered through them directly. So pick up the phone or visit their website and tip your delivery person in cash to ensure your money goes right into their pocket. Alternatively, choose apps that do better, like Chow Now, which is free for iOS and Android and does not take a commission. I want my investments to support causes I care about. How do I check on that? No matter how you invest your money, you have options to support companies that are environmentally friendly, hire women, and give back to their communities. When seeking out investments, look for terms like social and ESG, environmental, social, and governance, which typically indicate ethical funds, says Victoria Sechrist, chief economist at the Financial Gym, a financial planning service. You can also search for a fund at fossilfreefunds.org to make sure it doesn't invest in fossil fuels, or review the MSCI KLD 400 Social Index, a list of companies that fit socially responsible criteria. Tobacco and nuclear power companies, for example, are not on that list. If you're investing through a robo-advisor like Acorns or Stash, it can be hard to know exactly where your dollars are going. To help, NerdWallet, has graded robo-call investing apps in terms of social responsibility. Elevest, Betterment, Stash, Axos Invest, and E-Trade top the list. Some of these options, like Elevest, that's E-L-L-E-V-E-S-T, even have socially responsible mutual funds to choose from. The best news? In 2020, socially responsible investing outperformed traditional mutual funds, according to research by Morningstar Direct, so you can feel good and grow your money. And last question, how can I be better about shopping locally? The first step is to consider curbing your Amazon habit. Keep in mind that founder Jeff Bezos' net worth reportedly grew by $73 billion in 2020 alone, from $115 billion to $188 billion. We get it. There's nothing easier and less expensive than ordering a blender, a set of water balloons, and a replacement vacuum filter from one spot. But often the most community-friendly shopping choice is the one closest to home. The pandemic has only increased the strain on small businesses. Last year, nearly a quarter of small business owners surveyed stopped paying themselves a salary in order to stay open. Thankfully, plenty of resources exist to help you find stores close by. You can always check your Chamber of Commerce, suggests Walter Fry, Vice President of Global Brand Engagement at American Express, which created Small Business Saturday. This year, it'll be November 27th. Or check out the Shop Small Map at AmericanExpress.com to find places via your zip code. You can also visit IndependentWestAnd.org for a database of businesses searchable by location. And Facebook Marketplace can sometimes be the most local and environmentally friendly way to support your community. Next, real simple. Oops, no, we'll move on to this one. Woman's Day. Tested out some waffle irons. They've got a couple of options for you. They prefer, for if you're going to splurge, this programmable whiz has a built-in moat to catch spills and prevent messes. It's the Breville, B-R-E-V-I-L-L-E, Smart Waffle Pro, $250. Look it up on Breville.com. And their steel option, this easy-to-use iron features five browning settings to make the whole family happy. Cuisinart's Round Classic Waffle Maker, it's a steal at $30. You can look it up at Cuisinart.com. And with your new waffle maker, they've got a couple waffle options. Waffle Hash Browns, active time 10 minutes, total time 25, and it serves four. We need two large russet potatoes, about 1.5 pounds, peeled and coarsely grated. 2 tablespoons snipped chives, kosher salt and pepper. 4 large poached eggs, cooked breakfast sausage for serving. Heat oven to 225 and heat waffle maker. Using 2 to 3 layers of paper towels, firmly squeeze all excess liquid from the potatoes. Transfer to a medium bowl along with chives, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Working in batches, spray waffle maker with cooking spray and add 1/2 inch layer of potatoes per waffle. Close waffle maker, pressing down firmly. Cook until deep, golden brown and crisp, 10 to 12 minutes. Transfer to a baking sheet and keep warm in oven. Repeat with remaining potato mixture. Serve with poached eggs and sausage. And this, serves four. And another odd one, waffle nachos. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 20. Serves four. We need 6 frozen waffles, warmed and halved, 1 15-ounce can of black beans rinsed, 8 large eggs scrambled, 1 cup fresh pico de gallo or salsa, 1 chorizo sausage cooked and sliced, and cilantro for serving. Arrange 1/2 of waffles on a rimmed baking sheet. Top with 1/2 of the beans, eggs, and pico de gallo. Repeat layering once more. Bake at 350 until heated through, 6 to 8 minutes, then top with chorizo and cilantro. Serve immediately. So that one doesn't even use a waffle maker. From Better Homes and Gardens, Power Up Muffins. Come for the bittersweet chocolate and dried cherries. Stay for the healthy serving of oats, nut butter, and yogurt that will keep you going all morning. Chocolate Cherry Muffins. Hands-on time, 20 minutes. Total time, 40. It makes 12 muffins. We need 2/3 of a cup all-purpose flour, 2/3 of a cup whole wheat flour, 3/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons regular rolled oats, 1/4 cup packed brown sugar, 1 1/2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 2 eggs, 1 1/2 cups plain Greek yogurt, 1/4 cup almond butter or peanut butter, 1/4 cup canola oil, 1/2 cup dried tart red cherries, chopped, 1/3 cup chopped bittersweet chocolate, 1 tablespoon sesame seeds, poppy seeds, and or flax seeds. Preheat oven to 400, line 12 2.5-inch muffin cups with paper bake cups. In a large bowl, stir together all-purpose flour, whole wheat flour, 3/4 cup of the oats, the brown sugar, baking powder, baking soda, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. In another bowl, whisk together eggs, yogurt, almond butter, and oil. Add yogurt mixture all at once to the flour mixture. Stir just until moistened. Fold in cherries and chocolate. Spoon batter into muffin cups. In a small bowl, stir together the remaining 2 tablespoons oats and the seeds. Sprinkle oat mixture over the batter. Bake 15 to 18 minutes or until golden. Cool in muffin cups on a wire rack 5 minutes. Serve warm. This makes 12. They have a smart swap here. Substitute dried apricots, chopped, or dried blueberries for the cherries. Not a morning chocolate fan, stir in chopped nuts instead. And to bake ahead, you can store cooled muffins in an airtight container 3 days at room temperature, or you can freeze them for up to 3 months. From Martha Stewart Living, tuna, tomato, and white bean salad. We need 15 minutes active time, 20 minutes total, and it serves four. We need 2 Yukon Gold potatoes, about 12 ounces, peeled and sliced half inch thick, kosher, salt, and freshly ground pepper, 8 ounces green beans, trimmed, quarter teaspoon grated garlic from 1 small clove, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, 1 pound of tomatoes, such as Campari or beefsteak, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, plus more for drizzling, and 1 15.5-ounce can white beans, such as cannellini, drained and rinsed. 2 jars, 5 ounces each, high-quality tuna packed in oil, drained, and arugula for serving. Place potatoes in a medium saucepan, add enough water to cover by 2 inches and 1 tablespoon salt. Bring to a boil, then cook until fork tender, about 5 minutes. Using a slotted spoon, transfer to a plate. Return water to a boil, add green beans and cook until bright green and crisp tender, 3 to 4 minutes. Drain. Mix together garlic and vinegar and let stand 5 minutes. Grate 1 or 2 tomatoes to yield 1/2 cup. Add to vinegar mixture. Whisk in oil, season to taste. Cut remaining tomatoes into wedges, arrange on a platter, season and drizzle with oil. Toss white beans with 1/2 of the dressing. Toss green beans with 1 tablespoon dressing. Arrange on platter with potatoes, tuna, white beans, and arugula. Season to taste. Drizzle with remaining dressing and serve. Real Simple tested out some Curl Power products. Here are some of their recommendations. Best Mousse, Camille Rose Spiked Honey Mousse 4-in-1 Styler. Mousse has settled down and softened up since its sky-high heyday in the 80s. This frizz-fighting foam is infused with hydrating honey. Don't worry, no stickiness. And nourishing nettle to boost shine and define curls. Apply to wet hair for spirals that look conditioned, not crunchy. $14, and it's available at Target, among other places. Best Wash, Gold Series from Pantene, Deep Hydrating Co-Wash. This cleansing cream offers moisture and manageability without stripping. Use in place of shampoo and conditioner. $10 at CVS, among others. Best Cream, Cantu Acai Berry Revitalizing Curling Cream. Acai berry, shea butter, and safflower oil restore your natural wavy, curly, or coily hair pattern. $6 at Walmart.com. And their best detangler, Dark and Lovely Detangling Cream. Wave hello to softer strands. Apply when taking down your style or after washing to nix knots. The peppermint oil soothes your scalp and avocado oil melts away product buildup. $7 at CVS. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138.